Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football today. Today is my NFL Draft Prospect Special. Today I'm going to highlight Trent McDuffie, cornerback out of the University of Washington. So if you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner, and special thanks to my producer who's making it happen this morning, Mr. Logan Landers. Trent McDuffie, pound for pound, might be the best player in the 2022 NFL draft. Cornerback position. A young man, 5'10", 5'11", about 100, 185 pounds. But as I just mentioned, pound for pound might be the best player in the draft. What I like about Mr. Trent McDuffie, and you look at all the great tradition he's fathered at the University of Washington. Think about this right now. All the great defensive backs that the University of Washington is putting in the National Football League, from Kevin King to Sidney Jones to Buda Baker, to Ray Horton that played, to Tom Greenlee, to Nasby Glasgow, to Charles Mincy, and Walter Baylor. They played on that 1991 National Championship team. It's becoming DBU factory out there in the Northwest. But this young man is a hell of a football player. And what I like about him, I'm going to give him a nickname, Game Changer. First team all Pac-12 in 2021. The production, 27 career games, 94 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, 8 pass breakups, 2 interceptions. And then the skill set is off what I call at a level that you like in your defensive back. A very football savvy defender, A+. Awareness, A+. Agility, A+. Reliable. Listen to this key skill set here. Reliable open field tackler. Doesn't miss a lot of tackles in the open field. Excellent in zone coverage, A+. Possess straight line speed. He can run with any receiver out there, A+. Quick mental processing of a route combinations off the charts. He could come to the line of scrimmage and recognize what route the receivers are going to run. Fast. Play football fast. The instinct, A+. Very festive football player. Doesn't back down, A+. Plays big. I mentioned he's only about 5'10", 185, A+. Quick hands, able to jam at the line of scrimmage. Excellent balance for a cornerback, A+. Very competitive, A+. Football character, A+. You're not going to get no better individual that's got high character. Can match up with quickness with any receiver I just mentioned, A+. Explosive leaping ability for his size, A+. I'm talking about spoiled way up leaping ability. Remember him back with the Atlanta Hawks in 1985. And very versatile. He can line up anywhere on the line of scrimmage. And he's got Pro Bowl potential. Here's a guy that if you draft him, I really feel in my heart he's going to be a player for the next 6 to 7 years. And he's going to be a mainstay of your secondary. And then think about this. When I think about Trent McDuffie, I think about all the players I saw play when I was in college. Remember, I tell people I attended the University of Arkansas from 1978 to 1981. And I got to see Vaughn Lusby. Same type of build. Excellent football player at the University of Arkansas. I got to see Trent Bryan. Another excellent corner. Similar to Trent McDuffie. Vance Breffert, that played at Texas, was an outstanding football player. Very excellent coach in the National Football League and on the college level. Two brothers that played in Texas, Mike and Derek Hatchett, was excellent cornerbacks. This guy's got all the similar skill set, and he's a very competitive football player. And he's got that mentality of that 1991 national championship team of the Washington Huskies. And think about all the players that played on that team. Steve Edmund, DeMarco Farr, Tommy Smith, Dana Hall, as I mentioned, Walter Bailey. He's got that kind of character, that type of ability, and that type of competitiveness. He's going to be a football player that I think teams are going to really, really fall in love with and really be thankful and honored that they drafted Mr. Trent McDuffie out of the University of Washington. So I'd like to give special thanks one more time to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. And a very special thanks to the whole staff here at 100 Yards Football, Mr. Bobby Butler, Mr. Jeremiah Long. Thank y'all for making it happen every week. So my final words about Trent McDuffie. He played up there at the University of Washington. I got to go with sound guard. Outshine, baby. Because Trent McDuffie is going to be outshining a lot of people when he gets to the National Football League. I got that feeling so doomed. I got off being sold out. But I keep the movie rolling. But the story gets old, getting old now. I just look in the mirror and things ain't looking so good. I'm looking California and I'm feeling Minnesota. Trent McDuffie, the University of Washington, is going to be looking California because that's where he's from. And he's going to be feeling Minnesota because he's going to be bringing that pain. This gentleman is a football player. And the University of Washington and the Washington Football Husky Nation should be very proud of him. Trent McDuffie, University of Washington.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video one more time, please come in and share it. I'm Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. Y'all be blessed for the rest of the week. 2 weeks to the NFL draft, April the 28th.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.